You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for insider news, videos, and photos on the Browns straight from Berea. Get the latest on player transactions, the draft, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, your most trusted source for Browns news. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. Nathan Zagura alongside Andrew Gribble in for Matt Wilhelm. Happy anniversary to Matt Wilhelm and his wife Vanessa. They are vacationing right now up in the Niagara Falls area, I'm told. So hopefully they are having a glorious time. We talk a lot of draft already on this program, and it's going to lead to Andrew Gribble, what he and Kevin Jones are doing right now at ClevelandBrowns.com. So you're going to cover the 18 players who have been linked to the Browns in mock drafts at picks 12 and 19 and just doing kind of in-depth profiles of all of them.
Yeah, you know, we would think at that point that if we do that, then we'll be prepared on draft day no matter what with something. If it's not one of those 18, then we really messed up. But, you know, we started on kind of a highly optimistic note today. One mock draft had Amari Cooper falling to the Cleveland Browns, so we decided to write him up. But, you know, honestly, it's going to be hard to see that even happening. He could go as high as number four to the Raiders. I think he was visiting Jacksonville today, that holds the number three pick. It wouldn't be out of the complete. I think we all think that Leonard Williams might be going to the Jaguars at number three or one of those edge rushers. So probably number four, though, makes a lot of sense for the Raiders with Amari Cooper. But, you know, just a really solid player. I think he's the most complete wide receiver in this draft. Maybe doesn't have as much upside as Kevin White, but I think he's proven more at the collegiate level than White has. So certainly a most likely a top 10 pick, but crazier things have happened on draft day. So we wrote him up, and you can cross your fingers on if he gets the Browns or not.
So in these at CBS, Rob Rang has Amari Cooper going fourth to the Raiders. Dane Brugler, who we just had on, has Amari Cooper going fourth to the Raiders. Pete Prisco's got Cooper going seventh to Chicago, and Will Brinson has Cooper going seventh to Chicago as well. Would love to see him get down to the Browns. I don't think that is going to ultimately end up happening, but it certainly could be something that would be nice, obviously, for this team. Now, interestingly enough, when you look at these receivers of those four, these are the CBS four guys at CBS. Rob Rang has all three being gone before the Browns pick. Dane Brugler has all three being gone before the Browns pick. Prisco has the Browns selecting Devontae Parker at number 12, and Will Brinson has all three receivers again being gone before the Browns pick at 12. It seems that people are split on that. For a while, it seemed like there was for sure going to be one of them there, and now it seems that many think that the Vikings would not let Devontae Parker, Teddy Bridgewater's former college teammate, get past them at 11.
Here's a crazy hypothetical, too. If for some reason two are available when the Vikings pick, do they take Parker? Does he get the home field advantage with Bridgewater, a quarterback there? Or do they go, they stick to their guns and maybe, I think most of us agree that White's probably going to go ahead of Parker. Do you think that they would take that into consideration, or can you not think like that as an NFL team?
You know, I think you certainly can think about that because it's the comfort for your quarterback. And if you have two guys that are closely rated, I think if they're not closely rated, you stick to your board. But if they are, you know, you don't do that. The other thing is, do you think they really are going to go wide receiver in the first round? They've got Cordarrelle Patterson, who didn't play well last year, but they've got Charles Johnson, the former Brown, who did play very well, and they brought in Mike Wallace. Is wide receiver that much of a need for the Minnesota Vikings that they're going to take one in the first round?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that maybe, I don't know if they even applied that free agency thinking to these mock drafts, because the way you lay it out, I mean, it would seem that they would maybe put that off until, you know, a couple rounds later. But at the same time, you look at that cast of wide receivers, I think we saw that Mike Wallace maybe isn't the guy you want as your number one guy, or maybe something fell off in his game as when he got the contract and his career's progressed. So maybe they think they need that number one wide receiver. But I tend to agree with you, and that's why I think that opens up the possibility. You know, these other teams, Chicago, they need some stuff on defense too. Just because they lost Brandon Marshall doesn't mean that that's their one spot that they need to address at number seven. Same with the Jets. I know they beefed up their secondary, but they could still use some more work on that defense as well to make it a little bit better. So those are all the scenarios we kind of go through to see how a guy like Amari Cooper could fall to the Browns. It would just take a lot of teams going defense with all those picks before number 12.
It would, and some teams, it is said that some teams value Devontae Parker ahead of Amari Cooper on their particular board. So that would also necessitate some of that as well. I don't know that I see that ultimately happening, but that's what it would require.
I ultimately have a hard time seeing the Raiders not take a wide receiver. Like, they signed a ton of guys in free agency,
yes,
a lot on the defensive side of the ball, but they don't have much a wide receiver at all. That's a position they need to upgrade to help out Derek Carr.
Derek Carr certainly could use some help there. All right, that'll do it for our first hour here. 216-578-0850 is the way to get through here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we're going to kick off the second hour with an interview causing a lot of buzz. Tony Grossi of ESPN Cleveland sat down with Joe Thomas, the 8-time Pro Bowler of the Browns. We're going to play that interview for you when we return here on CBD.